This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit chevrolet.gm.ca.
Hi there, and welcome to the Best of Out Front.
I have a story to tell.
Out Front.
My name is Rahma Mohammed, and I am at the BMO Field here to see the Toronto FC play the Chicago Fire. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to go in. This is my first time seeing a Toronto FC game, and I'm just in heaven right now. This is amazing.
My mother hates soccer. She doesn't understand it. She thinks it falls under the realm of male entertainment. It's not something a polite young lady such as myself should be watching, wasting her time watching, or even, to make it worse, engaging in, like actually playing soccer. The day she found out I actually played was the day she started hiding my ball, my soccer ball.
I don't know where my soccer ball is. Where is it?
I don't know, Rahma. I think she deflated it. She probably gave it to Goodwill.
Yep. She gave my soccer ball away? Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. Mom, where's my soccer ball?
Under her bed.
Where's my soccer ball, Mom?
Deflated is the word.
You know how much that soccer ball cost me? Nice. It's top of the...
To be honest, I think you're crazy at times with soccer. It's something hardly ever seen in our culture, Somali culture, because, you know, girls are supposed to be doing girlish things and not kicking a ball and running around in the field. I think if anybody did any research, probably you're the only one who is obsessed with soccer. I would be surprised if there are some other girls or Somali girls who are obsessed with soccer. I doubt.
My mother got married when she was in her early 20s. I think she was 21 years old. And my dad saw her picture on a wall in my my grandparents' house, my mom's parents. And he asked them, he was just passing through, and asked them who that woman on the wall was. And the next thing you know, they're married. And they're flying off to the States where my dad was studying at Harvard University. He got he was doing his master's there, and he was already in New Jersey, in Princeton, doing his undergrad at Princeton University. So my dad was a really smart guy, and I think that's part of the reason my mother was quite enamored and taken by him. And they got married. They had my sister in the States. Then they came back to Kenya, and they had me.
My mother this is the part, side of soccer that she's not really into, the banging and the screaming, I guess. But this is what makes the game so great. It shows you the passion, you know. The game hasn't started yet and people are already clapping and banging. It's amazing. The rhythms that make the game so great. The drums are here. It's awesome.
I remember the first time she saw me watching the English Premier League in the morning. She came down the stairs and just started yelling at me and wondering, you know, she basically said that I can't get you up this early to help me with the cleaning, but look at you here. You're here at 8 o'clock in the morning watching soccer, you know? How come you can't wake up the next day and help me clean the house? So she didn't really understand how I could do that, and she did have a point in that sense, you know? Why is it that I can wake up at a moment's notice for a soccer game and not really do the laundry or whatever it was?
A good Somali girl would not indulge in any muscular activities because she's going to be frowned upon and would not be a marriage material.
Wow. The party started now.
I asked my cousin Amina how a good Muslim girl should behave.
To be a good Muslim girl, that means you have to pray, you have to read the Quran, you have to cover your body, you have to pray, and at the same time, you have to work, you have to go to school, you have to get education, you have to, you know, to be really a good Muslim, you have to practice your religion.
At the moment, I think they're both teams are playing quite well. Oh!
I was born and I grew up in Kenya for about 8 years, and life was great. Unfortunately, when I was 8 years old, my father passed away. So my mother's here, left with two daughters to worry about raising on her own. And you can imagine the devastation of having my father, who's the breadwinner, suddenly pass away and having her suddenly to carry the weight and the burden of the family. My mother, the reason she's my hero is because she did this almost effortlessly, in my opinion. Now that I look back, it was almost like a quick transition into her just picking up the pieces. Like, she mourned for a bit, and it was about a couple of months of her mourning and just not being able to do anything. And then all of a sudden, she just got up, and we're packing our bags, and suddenly we're going to Canada.
I decided to come to Canada right after I lost my husband. And I thought the children would really do well in a country where they can go to university. And that was his dream. Canada has had such good reputation as a good place to bring up your children, rather than the U.S. that I had seen, which was a bit chaotic for young families. I was at Harvard University.
That was a good tackle. Yeah.
Oh. I would actually like to see you really forget about soccer. You just got into it because you started following the games on TV, and it was like a sudden passion that just, you know, started, what, a few summers ago when the Brazilian team won. And
come on, Toronto. Oh, oh, oh! Oh, oh! Good job.
All of a sudden, I remember the day we were leaving. My mom brought me these clothes that were kind of army fatigue type of camouflage type of thing. It was very safari-ish, you know, and I had a shirt that I was wearing with a lion on it. And I thought we were going on a wonderful little safari trip, and little did I know that we would not really be coming back, and no one really informed me that we were leaving for good, because I would have told my friends. And but you know what? I don't regret it at all. It was a great decision, and that day was just incredible. I just remember feeling as if it was Christmas or if it was my birthday. Or it was just a very festive occasion for me and my sister. But then my mother, I looked at her, and she wasn't really that happy and jovial, you know, because she had to say goodbye to her family and her mom and her dad and her extended family. But that trip was incredible.
The only difficulty I had was to find myself a place to live, because I didn't want to stay with our relatives for a long time. And looking for that good, safe place was a bit of a concern, because I didn't know the neighborhoods that well. But with the help of, you know, some relatives, we did get an apartment, and that's where we started.
This is our house.
We ended up staying in the hotel for one night, and then we moved in with a Somali family. That was the custom, is when, of course, they were part of our clan. So you basically, my mom found other clan members who had arrived in Canada already, and they welcomed us into their home. We stayed with them for about a month. They gave us our start, and the reason they were so generous to us is that a previous family had welcomed them in the same fashion. So this is what you're expected to do, and my mother did it as well. And I remember just being so taken back by how nice they were to us. On my first day, one of the sons, who was in his 20s and I was 8 years old, took me downstairs to Hasty Market, which every time I see Hasty Market now, I just have a smile on my face, because he bought me my first fairy tale book. With all the great fairy tales, Cinderella, Robin Hood, everything was in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This looks good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cross it. Cross it. Oh! Nice try. We get a corner, I think. This is it. Come on. This is the corner. The players have to rush into the middle now. Go, 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 go. Oh! Chicago kicks it out. Okay, whatever. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah!
You know, the time that you waste chasing a ball and playing soccer and all that, I think you should spend time to learn how to sing and do the Somali traditional dances, because when you go to weddings, the other, you know, a lot of girls know how to dance, but you, of course, don't have time to learn that.
In grade six, I had my proudest moment. It was my grade six graduation, and all the other kids were getting awards, and I didn't think I would get anything. And then all of a sudden, my teacher, Mr. Coombs, who I'll never forget, went up to give the general proficiency award, and he called my name, and I was sitting there, and I remember thinking, is there another Rahma in this class? And it was me. And I stood up somehow. I think my friends were like, hey, it's you, get up, go get your award. And I went up there and I picked it up, and it's an award that you get if you're good at everything, apparently, general proficiency. So I must have been good at everything, according to him. And I remember up on the podium just thanking my teachers and my family, and I saw my mom and she was actually crying. So, you know, I get teared up just thinking about just her face and how she was so proud of me, you know, and she was so proud of the fact that this was her daughter getting an award in a foreign country, you know. For the first time, she felt as if all that she had been through was worth it.
There, oh yeah, oh, nice try. Oh, oh, oh.
My mother's always been this very traditional woman, but definitely coming to Canada and raising two daughters here, I'm sure she had a lot of fears. And it's understandable why she had these fears, because, you know, you watch television and you see all these things that make you wonder about Western society, in a sense, and what is valued here. It's understandable why she'd want to hold on to her daughters and sort of put us in her own protective cocoon and keep us away from trouble, as she would like to say. In my culture, girls definitely are more protected than guys. Guys can pretty much do whatever they want. It's the women that are sort of kept under wraps or kept close.
Here we go, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Oh! I'm bringing you up in a way that you can enjoy and follow your dreams, so to speak. But sometimes I look at those dreams and I say, well, what happened? Where did she get all this obsession and stuff like that? But I brought you to Canada, a country where, you know, you can pursue your dreams and goals, and we'll see where it takes you.
Soccer has given me a place that I can go to, a world that I can go to and be myself and just not think about the fact that I'm a woman, that I'm Muslim, that I'm Somali, that I'm, you know, all these markers that sort of follow me. When I'm around soccer, when I'm watching soccer, when I'm in the soccer world, I feel free and uninhibited. Soccer has allowed me to dream about anything that I want to be.
In Toronto at the BMO Field, I'm Rahma Mohammed.
If you'd like to tell your story on Outfront, go to the Outfront website for information on how to pitch to the show. The address is cbc.ca/outfront. Then send us your idea. You can email us at outfront@cbc.ca, or you can send us a letter at Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6.
Thanks for listening to The Best of Outfront. We'll have another podcast next week. Outfront is heard on CBC Radio 1 every Tuesday to Friday at 8:43 p.m. Thanks for listening to Outfront.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.